love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us.
He will be our guide, hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
And that is our prayer today, that God will make a way for us where there seems to be no way. In all these difficulties, challenges, God will still make a way for us. So this morning, I'll be speaking on managing your finances in time like this. Managing your finances in time like this. Why are we so concerned? Why is it a time like this? I don't know what the petrol price is today, but I think it's like 600 naira, right? Per liter. 600 naira or more. 600 naira per liter. If you compare it to what it was before the removal of the subsidy, it's scary that I can even go into my pocket and pay like, what, more than three times what I was paying just a few months ago. It is scary. It's a major concern. This is where we are right now. Exchange rate, has it gone up again? I pray not. The last I heard was 9.15. I pray it's coming down. I pray it's coming down. You know? Compare it to the previous year. As at December of previous years, in 2022, it was 745 naira. In 2021, it was 565. You know, when I saw these parameters, really, for the dollar exchange rate, you know, I just thought, why should I worry? Maybe at the time when it went to 745, from 565, we were all concerned. Why worry? 565, 745, 915, about the same kind of margin growth. Inflation rate. Yes, everybody is scared. 24.08. Look at it too. The growth is not too scary, but it's not ideal. But it's not enough for you to be scared. Don't be afraid. Look at all these parameters. They are like the worst in the history of Nigeria. Exchange rate, the worst. Inflation rate, the worst ever. Petrol, of course, is the worst. What other challenges are we facing? Transportation costs, gone up. Prices of anything you can imagine, gone up. Purchasing power of all of us has dropped. Income of companies, dwindling. A few days ago, well, I know for the past few weeks, I know that my business has not been too attractive for me myself. You know, I had a lot of idle capacity. But a few days ago, I just checked what would be the financial implication to me, because I can check on my system and know how much income I've made, revenue I've made up till a particular day for the month. So I looked at it. Wow. Meanwhile, last month, July, was my best month ever. So I was full of hopes that next few months too, things will continue to go up. My hope is not dead though. But the reality of what I saw a few days ago, got me scared. Based on my projection, using what I've seen so far, to the end of the month, I'll be making like just slightly less, slightly above half of what I made last month. And I'm sure that is the case with most of us. I try to imagine which companies are doing very, very well. Maybe transporters, I don't know. Maybe petroleum dealers, that one I'm sure, the turnover would have increased. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's just the value that has increased, but since many people are not buying, maybe it's dropped too. So we have issues that we need to contend with. Now I think about it, think about all those parameters, all those situations, all those figures. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think they can change overnight? If you say yes, can I see your hands? They can change overnight. One, two. God bless you. I'll tell you who those are. High faith, overnight. Me, I can confess to you, I don't have that faith. But I'm praying and believing that things will be better, but not overnight. It's hard for me to take. But whether it's going to change overnight or not, we are going to live, are we not? We are going to live on a day-to-day basis. So how do we survive financially? How? I would say the first thing you want to let sink in your mind is that these two shall pass. Nothing this bad will last forever. It cannot. Whatever challenges we are facing now, we will overcome them. We've done that before. I mean, during the COVID period, was it not lives that were being lost? Lives. People living in fear, in lack. Now, is there any sign of COVID right now? I mean, so give me some time. Little time, I pray, that these two shall pass. Put it in your mind. We'll overcome it. We'll overcome it. One big lesson for some of us now with what we are facing is that savings is important too. Savings is extremely important for every one of us. You have to have a habit of savings. You have to be a saver. If you have not been saving, you better think of it now. Even if you think you don't have enough, what about if that small that you don't have, that you have now, is not even there? So make it a culture, a habit. Little amount, 20%, 10%, 5% of your monthly income, set it aside. After a while, they all add up to a big amount and they become a buffer for any emergencies. It will even give you peace of mind, you know. Price of things are going up, this and this, and you know you have some savings there. You can always take a little to cover up, a little cover up. So you get a peace of mind when you save. Then budgeting is very critical. A budget is simply said as telling your money where to go. I want my money to go here. I want money to do this. Instead of wondering where it went. So it's a futuristic thing. It's a plan. And not like, I've spent my money on this. I lost my money on this. I did a mistake. So you plan ahead. So it tells you where your money is going, where you want it to go. A budget is a great way to make sure that you can cover your expenses from month to month. Now, let's be honest, another question. Is there any one of you that does a monthly budget? Anybody here? Let's just. One, two, three. Good. I appreciate that. That is reality. Ask me too. Do I do a monthly budget? No. So do I have a right to be here to tell you this? Yes. Because you get a benefit from it. You get benefits from it, which I'll share with you. When I want to start a business, of course, I'll do a budget, a plan, and everything and all that. But really, I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't do it. Why? Because I'm not stressed. I save. If I need to buy something, I need to buy this. It's necessary. It's important. I take out of the savings I have. It's when you are critically challenged that you'll appreciate that there's value in budgeting. Critically challenged. So like I said, I pray I don't get to that level where I must budget. I pray I don't. But it's a great thing to do. Even if you are comfortable and you budget, really, you'll be more comfortable. So budget, try to budget. There's a 50-30-20 money management technique. You know, there's all this 80-20 rule. This one called 50-30-20. And it allocates your monthly salary, your monthly income, into three categories. The first category is 50%. And this is for your needs and essentials. So 50% of your income, you budget that it will use for things you require, you need. 30% for what you want, what you desire. It's not so urgent, it's not so critical, but we have some different wants that are not so necessary. And 20% for savings and investments. Now, the purpose of this 50-30-20 rule is to balance paying for necessities while being mindful of long-term savings and investment. So the 50, your needs. I remember Sister Lydie talking about the needs last week, Sunday. Utilities, food, and if you are indebted, of course, you better pay your debt. Membership, your wants. Membership, entertainment, vacations. Not critical. If you don't have to travel, but you desire to travel. If you can afford it, great. If you desire it so much, budget for it. Plan towards it. Me, I've started thinking in my mind now that I will need a vacation, a long vacation, very soon. Very soon. Maybe next year, max latest. So I have to plan for it now. No matter what, I have to put something aside to travel. Then 20% for savings. You might be lucky you have a retirement fund for those who are in the retirement scheme. If you are not, think about it. How do you want to survive when you are through with all the daily labor when you are young? You need to put something aside. So in budgeting, the first step you do is you figure out your total monthly income, because you budget based on what you are earning. So if you're earning 100,000, first of all, know that is your limit. Then split your income between the three categories, 50,000 for, 30,000 for wants, 20,000 for savings. Then you adjust your actual spending to fit this. So as you are spending, making sure you have to make sure that you don't go beyond that limit. By using a budget, you are managing your money in a balanced way. The budget helps you to keep track of the money you are getting and the money you are spending. Budget helps you break down and think through all you need to spend over a period of time. You have to think through it. Think through. By the time you list out all the things you want to do, yes, is it profitable? Is it not? Is it beneficial? Is it not? Can I keep this? Can I defer this? So budgeting helps you to avoid impulsive purchases. I see it. I like it. I buy it. I see it. I like it, I buy it. The budget will help you to refrain from that. By allocating 20% of your income to savings, you are actively saving for the future. You are setting up an emergency fund, and you are also building a base for investment. Say, for instance, you want to buy a home, or buy a house, or buy a property. It's not so easy for everyone to just take the money from what you've earned this month and buy that. But by the time you are saving, you are accumulating something that you can use for something of a longer term. Property, business, start a business, or whatsoever. So it's a base for investment. And I would like to advise that every day you come back and give an account of what you spend in the day. To track your spending is very important, and stick to your budget. So what I'll do now, I'll quickly go through some tips to manage your personal finances and also your business finances. Now, in your personal finances, I said here that you need to cancel or reduce non-essential expenditures right now. If you're concerned about the situation we're in now, and you've listed out all your expenses, and you've analyzed your expenses, you identify which ones are essential, which ones are urgent, you know the ones that are not so, so you eliminate them or you reduce them. For some of you, or some of us, no, not me, I'm not too crazy with butter. Butter is so expensive. I remember the other day my wife was telling me about the cost of butter as a fraction of maybe our monthly housekeep. Quite some sum. So what are we doing with butter? What are we doing with cheese? But listen, if you can afford it, no big deal. If you're not stressed, no big deal. You know, you can't come and kill yourself. But the thing is, if it's challenging you little by little, remove the things that are not too critical. Maybe you are a young man or a young lady, and you are into designer watch, designer bag, designer shoes. Maybe you should pipe down a little, you know, save the money for the future. Save it for something else. Like I keep saying, I'll keep saying it, if you can afford it, please enjoy yourself. High-priced phones. Can't imagine a young person that is not working, that is carrying a heavy, new iPhone or Samsung, what is it now? If I see that, I'll be concerned about the person. So this might not be the time for you to buy all those luxurious things if it's going to be a challenge managing your finances. Reduce your movements and travels. Over this weekend, we had to go to Lagos to attend an old friend's mother's burial. First, I sent the lady some money, natural seed. But what I did, since I was concerned about spending a bit now, in my mind, I would have given her so much. And I said, let me help myself, even psychologically, to reduce. So I reduced it by X amount. At least it's not an obligation, it's just... So I sent the money. Then we went to Lagos, transportation. We went by train, so it was slightly easier. But even with the train, catching taxis here and there, you know. Hotel bill. So as a matter of fact, I started thinking, maybe if I had increased her money and not show up, I would have saved a lot of money. True. I would have saved some money. But I'm glad that I didn't do that, because I almost did. Almost. But I'm glad I didn't do that, because by the time we got to the function, because we couldn't meet the church, but we went by train. Chef Wale, Chef Wale. She used to call me Chef because we've known each other for more than 30 years. And then took me and my wife to the seat, a special seat. I know she was happy we showed up. And inside of me, I said, I'm glad I made it. It's not all about money all the time. But really, if you are stressed, reduce your moving around. Reduce your traveling and save some money. I believe, well, I want to believe that many people don't go visiting and visiting anymore as before. You make a call, you send a message, you chat and all that, unless it's very critical. If you're a student, for instance, you can start a side hustle. You know, we all have a gift. We all have a talent. Some students I know in their schools, they braid hair, they do hair for others. Great thing. If they can master that, if they are highly skilled in that, why would their colleagues be going to salon? And then you can reduce the costs and make good money. Or even young men that can do hair clipping, cut hair in the university. Do that. Make some money for yourself. So use your talent for a side hustle. One of my staff, I just discovered his talent now, is a housekeeper. Cleaning the rooms and everything and all that, laying beds. But because of the challenges of our time now, I constituted a team for social media marketing, and Ore is their head. And while I was discussing with some of the other colleagues, they said, MD, put Bolaho in the team. Put Bolaho in the team. So he's so good at that. So I put him in the team. So right now, if you see many things that we are putting on the internet, Instagram, this and that, it's the guy working with Ore that is doing all the dirty work. He'll do the video, Of course, when we are through this month, I'll have to give him something other than his salary. So if you are talented in one thing or the other, let it show. Let people know that you are able to do things. We need more money. More money. Then I said, review your subscriptions. If you are using DSTV and you have the full bouquet, good for you. Enjoy it. But if you think about it, really, how many of those things are you watching? There are different other bouquets that are of lesser value. Maybe you should go for them. A few years back, in our house, we had, Dual View. I think Dual View is still there. You watch upstairs, somebody can be watching something upstairs, another person can be watching different things downstairs. But after a while, no time for that. Then it was all full bouquet. I can't remember, maybe 20-something thousand naira. How many times do we spend on the TV? So reduce it to, right there, watch again, maybe 5,000 something, 7,000 something. But even with that now, how many times do I have in there? Luckily, we have channels in the hotel, and mostly the hotel, so you can watch that. And also, you can watch news on iPad, on Wi-Fi, and all that. So that one must have expired like 2 months ago. I know I've saved something from there. But if you can avoid the luxury, enjoy it. Recently, a few days ago, I got an alert from a company that hosts our websites, GoDaddy. And they said that by the 31st of this month, I'll be charged $169 for the renewal of a subscription of a website that I have, maybe the restaurant website. And I calculated that's like 160,000 naira. There are other websites too that I have, you know, because my company is Addis Hotels. Because I didn't want any other organization to have something close to Addis Hotels, so I blocked them all up when dollar was like 184 or whatever. But now that is something I'm thinking, rethinking. So this one, I said by Monday tomorrow, I'll just tell them to forfeit that subscription. So look at it too. What are you subscribing to that you can do without? So cancel them or reduce them. Recently, I tried to call my son on direct line. I tried to reach him. I can't reach him. Maybe he's just ringing. I said, why are you not picking your phone? He said, the phone is maybe somewhere or whatever. He said, the best way you can reach me is on WhatsApp. And I've always had this feeling about WhatsApp calls, that how would I be calling somebody on WhatsApp? You know, it's not so clear, is this, and you are looking cheap. It's okay to look cheap. It's okay now. The thing is almost free. So call on WhatsApp. The thing is clear now. Nowadays, it's very clear. Call on WhatsApp. So right now, if you want to reach me on WhatsApp. Wastages. Many of us are still wasting things like food. You can't finish a meal in the evening and you put it in the freezer or put it in the fridge. Meanwhile, you forget it in the fridge because you are thinking of eating something else the following day. By the time you get back to the freezer or fridge, the thing is spoiled because of light and all that. This is not a good time for us to be wasting food or wasting anything. If you have leftovers, the following day, eat it now. Is there anything eating rice today and eating rice tomorrow? Eat it. Save your money. Use it for lunch and take something else for dinner. Don't waste. Amend your portions if you are getting too many wastages. As a couple, stop keeping up appearances. I remember Sister Lide was talking last week about changing of schools and all that. Reality, this is reality. If you have to change schools, change schools. Just make sure that the standard is not reduced. Quick tips to manage your business finances. Few people don't still pay themselves salaries from their businesses. Pay yourself salary doing your business. Reduce staff costs. I was just thinking about this recently. When we have idle capacity in my office, I just thought about it yesterday. I don't know if I'll implement it yet. You end up seeing staff, there are too many of them on the duty because there isn't much going on in the other side, you know. And I said, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll ask them, how much are their taxi fares or transportation fares every day? Okay. So instead of telling you to go away, which should be the last thing you want to do, if, for instance, your transportation cost for a month is 13,000 naira, and really you are not so needed in the office, stay home. Your salary minus 13,000 naira, I will pay you at the end of the month. I'll save some money because I know I really don't need the person's service at that time. So think about that. Consider selling at a discount. If you have too much stock in your warehouse, things are not moving, maybe you should reduce the price a bit so that you can have some liquidity. In our business, we do that quite a while. Sometimes, we do that sometimes. Like, for instance, if it's today now, by evening, and you know you have many rooms still there, and you know if you don't sell those rooms today, they are lost forever. You can't resell them tomorrow. So you drop the rates this evening and make sure you sell those rooms. As a company, review your processes to identify if there are leakages in the system, especially purchasing and stock management. There could be leakages. You know, staff could be taking things without your knowledge. So you need to review the processes and know how to block those loopholes. Aggressively promote your business to attract new customers because we need more income. And you know, really, it's not everyone that is challenged financially right now. Some people are making it. Some people have something coming in, you know. So I'll advise those people to still keep, use their idle funds productively. Inflation is 24%, right? Deposit rate is, what, 5%? If you are keeping your money in deposit, totally in deposit now, you are getting 5%. By the time you want to use it, the value is already eroded. So if you have critical things, investment that you can go into, maybe pump more money into your resources in your organization, please do that right now. This is the time for you to do that. Petty cash. I used to give my staff petty cash. I'll tell them, like, front desk, take this amount. When you finish using it, make returns and let me know. But I realized that they can use it for anything. You know, transportation, they will say they went to secretariat and back for this and that. They say 1,000 naira. So right now, I withdrew it totally. If you have a request, come to me. And they'll say, I want to go to the Bodija market, Guinea, how much? 1,000. I said, no, no, how much Bodija there? You know? So I'm able to reduce cost. So let me just close because my time is gone. No matter what the situation is, no matter how you want to decide to be a bit conservative, stingy, and all that right now, still be a giver. Still be a giver. Deuteronomy 15, 7 to 8 says, if there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his needs, whatever he needs. So don't, somebody has a need, try to meet that person's need. In fact, you should budget for it at times. Be a blessing no matter what challenges you are facing. And lastly, we are people of faith. We just have to live by faith. You have to believe that things will work out right. You have to believe that you don't have to fold your hands. You shouldn't fold your hands. You need to keep running, keep moving, keep doing things, because God is all sufficiency, and he will provide for us throughout this challenging time and beyond in the name of Jesus.